Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Good morning, everybody. This is Psychic Dougal Frazier. You're listening to The Dougal Frazier Show. Very excited this morning. We have one of my really good friends and an amazing woman, psychotherapist and author Stacey Kizer is here. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here.
Guest two. It's so exciting. Okay, guys, so you probably know Stacey from VH1's Celebrity Fit Club, Diet Tribe on Lifetime. She's also the author of a great book that I loved, How to Be a Grown-Up, The 10 Secret Skills Everyone Needs to Know. And where else haven't you been? You're like on the Today Show constantly. Hoda and Kathy Lee, the 10 o'clock hour.
Right. Like, I'm actually going to be on the Today Show this coming Thursday.
Oh, you are?
A week from Thursday.
Cool.
I'm really excited. I'm on CNN and Headline News.
Constantly.
I was on the Kathy Griffin Show.
That's right. That
Kendra.
Was a fun show. I forgot about that. Yeah, so she's all over the place. And we have a little bit of a technical issue there. Sorry, live radio. Did you hear that?
You were just trying to distract me.
I was like, oh my God. It was the ethers connecting because they're so excited that you're here.
It must have been the TV show that I forgot to mention.
Exactly. So I was just thinking, Stacey and I met like 3 years ago because a producer wanted us to host a talk show together. And we had this meeting in an office and immediately became obsessed with each other. And we're like, I want to sit next to you and talking. And nothing happened with the talk show, but we immediately became friends. And she really was one of the first friends that David and I made in Los Angeles and like welcomed her into her family and, you know, all of her friends. And has been such a dear person. And everybody that's listening, you know, I've always told you that I'm going to bring people to you that I go to for advice. And anyone that you're listening to on the show is someone that I would call in a moment of need. And Stacey, you're so that person. Like, there's just something about you that I feel really connected to.
And how often do I cry to you, Dougal?
Well, I wasn't going to say.
Not too often. Don't say too often.
But that's the thing, though. You know, I'm always talking about people having, like, balanced friendships. And that's one of the things I love about our friendship is that there's a moment when I might need advice or when you need advice. And it's always an equal give and take. And that's one of the things I absolutely love because I feel like you should always check in with people, like take emotional inventory with the people in your life. And what I love about talking with you is it's always equal. We make time for each other, and I think that makes for a really harmonious relationship, don't you think?
I agree.
Yeah.
I think our relationship's perfect.
And there's one thing that we have really in common.
Here we go.
Well, and here's the thing. When I first met Stacey, I was totally a fan of Celebrity Fit Club, but I pretended that I didn't know who she was, and I shook her hand, and she was like, I'm Stacey, and I was like, oh, it's so nice to meet you, even though I totally knew who she was, because I love that show. And of course, Celebrity Fit Club is when... Is it okay to say, like, has-been celebrities come on the show?
Listen, it's your show. You can say whatever you
exactly
want.
Right. You can just be quiet. Well, former, current celebrities come on the show to lose weight. And any diet show I'm obsessed with, because as you know, I used to be very heavy. And one of the things that I was curious about is a lot of your television work has been related to food and weight loss. As a therapist, has that been the majority of your work, or what kind of led you in that direction?
It's a really strange thing because I was an overweight teenager and young adult. And mm-hmm. So I've always struggled with food issues. I have food issues from my, you know, family of origin. And so it's always been a challenge. And it literally just fell into my lap. I started getting all these clients who were having eating disorders or food issues or weight problems. And then the same thing happened with TV. And it was such a funny thing because I have so many food issues. It's something I think about all the time. And so it just made sense to me. I felt like I had overcome a lot of the struggles I had had, and it was time for me to give back.
Well, and the interesting thing is when I was heavy and even as a thin person, I never liked getting advice from a thin person.
I know.
And if you can't see Stacey right now, but Stacey is beautiful and very thin. I mean, you haven't been overweight in how long in your life?
Okay, not counting being pregnant, I've probably managed my weight for about the last 10 to 12 years.
And I would think some people get frustrated, you know, especially if you're working with women, because you do not appear to be someone that has a weight issue at all in your life. Do you ever find that people get frustrated, like, she can't relate, she doesn't understand?
Well, I fess up right away.
You do.
I mean, first of all, if you eat with me, you see it.
Well, what do you mean by that?
If you eat with me, because I'm like, okay, how many french fries am I going to let myself have?
Right.
Okay, if I have the chips and guacamole, you know, am I going to have a salad for dinner? You know, I'm constantly having to watch it because genetically I'm not designed to be thin.
So do you believe that? Because I always say that as well. You and I have similar family histories. I, on both sides of my family, both of my parents are overweight. I'm sorry if they're listening, but it's true. And a lot of my family is severely overweight. And it's kind of like this taboo topic in my family. Like, we don't really talk about it. And which is always interesting to me, because if someone were an alcoholic or a drug addict, that would be a topic on the table. But when you're a food addict, there's like this weird veil that you can't really kind of confront someone or check in with them and say you have an issue. So I'm like obsessed with food for fear that I'm going to repeat those patterns.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's socially acceptable to eat. And so it's this weird thing. You know, you want to go to a family dinner.
Right.
And you want to have food there.
Right, of course.
And, you know, so like when we're sad, we eat.
Exactly.
When we're scared, we eat. When we're happy, we're celebrating, we eat.
Right.
And that's what a lot of people are. So I feel like there's that social acceptance thing. But for me, you know, I do believe that there's a genetic component, but mm-hmm. I also, you know, have a lot of bad habits that I've had to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I get stressed out, I think to myself, I want a bag of Cheetos and a Slurpee. And I
still
have to manage
day.
That to this day.
Yeah.
And I know I'm in trouble when I'm actually eating a bag of Cheetos and Slurpees.
Right,
I'm like, okay, things are really bad.
Right. So if I shake your hand and I have orange on my palm afterwards, I know you're having a stressful day.
I know. It's a good thing it doesn't usually happen before I go on TV.
So this is interesting to me, because I think I'm kind of in, if I really fessed up to how much I think about food during the day, I'm wasting a lot of time. You know, before any meal, burger salad, burger salad, burger salad. It's like, mm-hmm. which one should I do? I think about it constantly. And I try and kind of, I used to try and erase that from my mind and think it's going to go away. But I think, like you were saying, with food, because it's not only socially acceptable, but you have to eat. Like, you can give up alcohol and never drink it again.
Right.
You can quit smoking and never smoke again. You can quit drugs and never do drugs again. But with food, you have to eat on a regular basis. I find it a constant challenge for me to balance that without getting obsessive about it.
It's true. And here's the thing. This is sort of like, you know, lifestyle tip number one in my mind.
Yeah.
Most of us that are overweight aren't thinking while we're eating, when we're overweight. When I was overweight, I could just like eat a giant bag of something or a whole cake and I would be like, where to go?
Right.
And so part of the conscious decision I've made is to be conscious about my food choices.
Right.
And so there's a fine line between being conscious and making myself crazy.
And when you were an overeater, what emotions do you think you were stuffing? What was the food connection to where you were in your life?
I think I was insecure.
Yeah.
I didn't feel
from
good about
day
myself.
One. Like, do you think that was just part of who you are as a child?
That's a very good question. I think I was a shy child and I didn't know how to sort of put myself out there in uncomfortable situations. I went to a stressful school when I was younger. It was really high pressure,
mm-hmm.
and I think I ate to escape all of that because I was insecure that I wasn't good enough.
Right. And as an adult, do you still suffer from that insecurity?
You know what? I really feel like I've done my work.
Right.
I had great counseling, and I think about it all the time. I mean, I don't think about it like obsessively, but I really monitor myself. I check in with myself. I make sure that I'm okay.
Right.
And if I'm not, I work on it.
And what does okay look like to you? I always think that's interesting. Like, when you're in the space, like when you have a day where you're feeling content, you're feeling joyful, you're feeling connected to who you are, what does that look like for you?
I like me.
Yeah.
It's because it's when I like me. It's the day where I say, you know what? I don't have the perfect body. I don't have the perfect everything. Who does?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I like myself anyway. I feel good. I feel confident. I'm happy to be me.
Right.
And those are the days that I know that I'm on track. And when I don't feel right, I try and get myself back to that place. I start thinking positive thoughts. I think about what I like. I call you. Right. And I'm like, Dougal, I don't feel good about myself.
So you use your circle as kind of like a reflection? Like, do I look fat in this?
Absolutely.
I'm feeling, yeah. Stacey and I were talking earlier because she knows I totally have body dysmorphic disorder. And I'll go to a party at her house and I'll say this is something that I really need to fix. It'll be like a little quip where I'll make fun of my body. And she will text me a photo from across the living room at her own house. And it says underneath that you have body dysmorphic disorder.
Because Dougal thinks he's fat and he's skinny.
That's pretty clever.
It's
I like
totally
that. That's really
it works,
clever,
right?
Isn't that clever?
And
right?
Then what's interesting as a former overweight person, I don't know if you can relate to this, I have to accept that when I see the photo, I do recognize that what I think in my head is not what is in that
mm-hmm.
photo.
And a lot of people ask me why that is, mm-hmm. and it's because when you've been overweight your whole life, that's the you see.
Right.
And so But you know what? The reverse happens. Sometimes people put on weight. They don't get on the scale. And all of a sudden,
they don't even notice.
They get
it.
A photo taken of them and they look and they go, I'm fat.
Yeah. So isn't that just that's just a moment of being completely out of your body, right?
Absolutely.
And completely unconnected to what's going on.
Yes.
Do you think people that don't have food issues are abnormal and strange?
I got to tell you, I think most people do have food issues.
Well, because David is your microphone on.
Yes.
David does not have food. Benny, do you have food issues? David doesn't have them at all. He's like a trash compactor. He never gains weight. It drives me crazy.
Jealous.
But David watches himself. David will be like, I can't eat too much chocolate. I can't eat too much of this.
You're more of a sugar addict.
I am a sugar addict for sure. I definitely have problems with that. But I feel guilty when, you know, you are trying to, you know, watch what you eat, and then I really don't have to do that. But
yeah, he doesn't have to watch what he eats. And when we first moved in together, I had this rule that we shouldn't have food in the house, which is kind of an
How can you live?
Well, I would buy a certain meal, and then I would just focus on that. It was totally my control issue, like morphing into another area. And then when we lived together, I really had to check in with myself and be like, it's not unreasonable for my partner to
you hear that though the David the controller see you hear that he said controller
but wait Benny I was thinking there have been mornings people you know because I'm in Los Angeles Benny's in Seattle and we Skype with each other and I have noticed Benny every morning you or I have made a comment before as
right?
we look into the video
yeah that's true
because normally on radio you can get away with whatever you want
I have a problem too you're right
So guys we're talking about weight all hour I just got all Long Island
oh my goodness
so call us at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. Or go to Transformation Talk Radio, click the instant feedback button, and I might read your question on the air. We're going to be here with Stacy Kizer, psychotherapist Stacy Kizer, the author of How to Be a Grown-Up, the 10 Secret Skills Everyone Needs to Know. I'm Dougal Fraser. We'll be right back.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Stinging nettle. Not simply a plant to avoid brushing up against while in the woods, this plant is an important herb. Harvest fresh with gloves, and you can add this leafy green food to soups, lasagna, or make as a tea. High in minerals such as iron and calcium, nettle leaf has antihistamine and anti-inflammatory effects, so is a good ally for those with seasonal allergies. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days. Naturally, under our physician supervision, call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. My guest this morning, the amazing psychotherapist and author, Stacey Kizer, is here. We're really talking about everything. I mean, it doesn't just have to be food stuff. If you've got relationship questions, if you've got issues with your family, we might talk about that.
because a lot of times they all interconnect anyway.
Well, we had family in for the weekend, which is always delightful. I love that. But it can always be so intense, it kind of throws me from my center. So I might kind of want to talk about that later. But if you want to call and talk to me or Stacey Live, the number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Or go to Amazon.com and check out her book, How to Be a Grown-Up. I'm a big fan of it. So our first caller, we've got MJ. MJ, you're on the line with us. How are you doing?
Hi,
MJ.
And Stacey. Hi.
Hi, MJ. I'm so excited to get to talk to you.
Hi, Stacey. My gosh, I'm extremely excited.
So, MJ, tell me what's going on in your life.
Well, a thousand things, but about this topic, I guess. I have a chicken or the chicken and the egg question, but sort of, but not really, because. I know it probably doesn't matter which came first, the fat or the lack of loving myself. So I guess that's my, I mean, I'm 46. I've been overweight my whole life. I think
your
I was,
whole life.
Yeah. Well, my mom said after first grade.
Okay.
So I think I was, I, when in high school, I was maybe a size 7 Lee jeans, but I thought I was huge. I was a normal weight for about 5 minutes in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe I have a problem with loving or accepting myself, and I don't know if it's because they just feel so interconnected to me.
Well, here's the interesting thing. I mean, just from tuning into your voice, I can see the color pink, which is the light of perfection and unconditional love. Even from the sound of your voice, Stacey, I don't know if you can agree, but it feels to me that you have a really hard time being the focus of attention. Like, as you're talking about yourself, I can feel you trying to find the right words. Your voice is a little bit sheepish. So to me, the insecurity or the feelings of self are a lot larger of an issue than the size of your body. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I agree. I mean, first of all, to answer your question, my opinion is it feeds on one another.
Yeah.
Is you have food and weight issues clearly, and that makes you feel unlovable and not like yourself, probably beat yourself up like most of us do. Mm. And then that makes you eat more. And so it's
exactly.
A very vicious cycle. But really, the focus for someone like you, because I do agree with, Dougal's read on the whole thing, is accepting yourself and learning to like yourself for who you are. Because
right.
You know what? I know you through Facebook and social media and stuff, and you are very likable.
Let me ask you a question, MJ. You know, when I was first overweight, I had to, I read those books on affirmations, and it's like, look in the mirror and say you're beautiful and I love my body and all that stuff, which was hard for me because I didn't feel that way. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I had to find something in my life that I did feel that I loved. I needed to build from something real. And I've done this with clients before. I don't care if it's your penmanship, if it's your speaking voice, if it's the color of your eyes. You have to find something about yourself that you love and build from there. So my question to you, MJ, is what is it about who you are as a being that you love unconditionally?
Oh, you're taking too long, MJ.
I know, I was going to say. But seriously,
I have great empathy. I guess that's maybe something I can come up with.
And that's something we want to run with. And if you and listeners, if you have a hard time coming up with one thing, just like Stacey said earlier in the first segment, if she's feeling blocked, she calls someone that she trusts to get back into consciousness and back into being centered. So one of the things I'd love to have you to do, and especially in today's world, you can do it on Facebook, you can do it on Twitter, you can reach out to anyone, is call three people that you trust and say, what are one of the things that you find really terrific about me? Which is a bold thing. And then we're shifting your energy, MJ, because I can tell you have a hard time being the center of attention, the focus of attention, and you can't always be a giver because you're just going to attract takers to you. So ask other people, like, what is it? And I agree. I know MJ as well from Facebook. And the truth is, MJ, we've never met. You emailed me this question, and I thought it was great. I have never had someone make comments before that make me chuckle, that make me feel connected to you. I've never even met you before, but there's something about your personality that pops off of a screen, and you really need to know that.
Absolutely. And I also want to say something else. If I was asking you this question, would you judge someone for whether or not they were good or desirable or someone you'd want to know just because they were overweight?
Well, absolutely not.
Right. So then why are you judging yourself for that?
Exactly.
You should be finding things that you like and love and appreciate about yourself. Doesn't matter what size Lee jeans you were wearing then or what size pants you're wearing now.
Yeah, and the truth is nothing will change about the physical body until you can love yourself. So, MJ, I love the call. Thank you so much for calling. In answer to your question, I think Stacey and I both agree. Neither of them comes first, but the core issue that should be focused on is how you feel about yourself today, because I imagine no matter what size your body is, you're still going to struggle with self-acceptance, okay?
Right.
Thanks, MJ, for
Bye,
the call.
MJ.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, so we've got a great question on instant feedback from Andrew in Virginia. So, Stacey, Andrew says, I'm really worried about my wife's weight. She's gained over 100 pounds since we got married 5 years ago. We have two children together, and I love her unconditionally, but I'm worried about her health. Can I bring this up without causing a fight?
That's messy.
So what do you think?
Shrink it up. Sure, throw the fastball
at me.
I'll tell you something, Andrew. I think you can talk to her about how she's feeling about herself. I mean, oh, God, I was about to say it's like the elephant in the room.
Right. Well, poor
and
Joseph,
it kind of is.
Yeah.
And I think what you need to do is you can sit her down and you can say, look, you know what? We both have gone through changes. And obviously, you know, you're not the same size. You've had a couple of kids. Are you worried about your health? Is it bothering you? Is there anything that I can do?
And isn't that fairly common in relationships? You know, I mean, I know, I was talking earlier about telling David we couldn't have food in the fridge. But I do think it's fairly common when you're single, you know, you're trying to attract someone. So you dress up a little bit more. You take a little bit care of your body because you're kind of, it's kind of like when you're selling your house. You want to paint the outside. You put new
exactly.
plants out front. It's like you want to attract a buyer. And then there is something really lovely. You know, I know with David, like I had a moment on our first vacation when usually everyone's like, let's go for a walk on the beach. And I'm like, yeah, let me just grab my burka. but there's something about being with the person that you love that I didn't care anymore. You know, it didn't matter. So there is an ability, for lack of a better word, to soften emotionally where you don't have to feel as crazy about your weight because you're being loved unconditionally. But then I also think the pendulum can swing in the other direction where we get lazy and kind of give up a little bit. And similar to, I have this issue, not with my partner, but in my family, you know, there are a lot of people that struggle with weight to the point where it's causing immobility. And we all kind of make excuses as to, you know, oh, it's from a car accident or it's because I'm sick or something like that. But it feels like we can never sit down with them and say, you know, this is hurting you, and it's almost like a slow death, and I want to help you. As a therapist, how do you suggest someone kind of broach that topic? Because like I said earlier, if you were an alcoholic, I wouldn't bring a bottle of vodka to the table.
Right. Look, I give Andrew a lot of credit because he's trying to be sensitive about the whole thing. But I do think that part of being in a relationship is being concerned about one another's health and longevity and wanting to live together, you know, happily ever after for a really long time. I think, you know, the thing that's bugging me about the 100 pounds is
a lot.
Yes, we all get comfortable and we might gain 5 or 10 or 15 after you have a couple of kids. You might put on a few pounds. It, to me, it's a red flag when someone puts on 100 pounds. So your wife could have a medical condition,
right,
or could be really unhappy and
right,
swallowing up her life with food. And so that would be one way to approach it, is to say, look, I know you've put on some weight. It worries me. I don't know if there's something going on with you medically. Maybe we want to go to the doctor. I'll go get a physical, too. It's a good thing to do as a couple. Or are you unhappy? You know?
Yeah, I like that, too, because you're not focusing on the food. You're not focusing on the visual image. But I guess then you're focusing a little bit more on the addiction. Like, I'm noticing a behavior,
right,
whether it's gambling or being on the internet too long or whatever. I'm noticing a behavior that's taking you away from me.
But and, I just have to say,
yeah, too.
I notice, I mean, I think it's the right thing to do for Andrew to bring it up with his wife, but I still think that they're going to have a fight. I mean, realistically,
because she's going to feel criticized.
There's no way you can bring that up with your partner without them being defensive or upset about it. It's just like a natural reaction, even though it's the right thing to do.
But don't you think that's just part of addiction? Like if you watch the show Intervention, you know, the person who's being intervened on never says, oh, thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah. No, look, David, it could create conflict. But you know what? Conflict is a lot of times what's needed to solve a problem.
Right.
You have to sort of shake things up a little bit. And when you're in a relationship, you can't be afraid of conflict because
right,
it creates distance. By not speaking to her about it, it's creating a wedge between them, and
yeah,
they need to have an open relationship.
Andrew, thank you so much for the question. That was a great question. Guys, we're here all hour with psychotherapist Stacey Kiser. If you have a question for us, go to 1-800-930-2819. Call 1-800-930-2819. Are we friends on Facebook? Because I feel like we should be. You can go to my page. You can find Stacey. Go to StaceyKiser.com, or please go to Amazon and pick up her book, How to Be a Grown-Up. And we will be back in a minute. This is the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Way is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Way has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Way and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth.com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Deep ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
The search is over. The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, is your connection to tens of thousands of people waiting to hear your empowering message, waiting to choose your product or service. Dr. Pat's goal is to connect you with the people that want high-quality products and services created with love for humanity and the earth. Products and services like yours. Be the business that joins the buzz. The Dr. Pat Show buzz. The buzz of talk radio to thrive by. Connect with people that value conscious living and mindful thinking. Living life full out. Have your business be identified with this powerful and inspiring show. Join the buzz. Be the buzz. Let the Dr. Pat Show talk radio to thrive by. Be the conduit to those who would benefit most from your services. To sponsor the Dr. Pat Show, call Dr. Pat at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Let our success be your success.
they got you.
She's got me
time. Hey everybody, this is Psychic Dougal Frazier. You're listening to the Dougal Frazier Show. This morning, my guest with me is psychotherapist and author Stacey Kiser. Hey guys, just a heads up, I'm going to be in Seattle, so if you're listening on KKNW, are you going to come see me? I'm doing a psychic development workshop on Saturday, May the 26th at the Monaco Hotel in downtown Seattle. You can go to my website at www.dougalfrazier.com to reserve your space. Always remember, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and click the instant feedback button, and we might read your question on the air. Benny, we have a great question right now. You want to read it?
Sure. Written in from Mac from Salt Lake City, and Mac's question is, does overweight have to equal unhealthy? Is there a balance you can address? I know I need to lose the weight, and I want to be healthy, but I don't wish or need to be that gym body. Of course I do. Mac wants to feel good about his whole physicality. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you think, Stacey?
You know, I think the only person that can tell you if you're truly healthy is your doctor.
Ding.
So I would absolutely say you should go get that checked out.
As your legal team is standing behind you.
Right,
however,
exactly.
My lawyer doesn't even know I'm on the radio right now. However, I have a chapter in my book on appearance. Mm-hmm. And what my belief is you have to have the appearance that's right for you. And so if the appearance that's right for you is not the gym body, but it's just one that's toned and healthy and comfortable, or, you know, you can wear clothes comfortably, then that's the body you should seek to have. And if you don't have it, then you should get to work.
Yeah, the only thing I can say, Mitch, is that for me, was it Mitch or Mac?
Mac.
For me, I had to accept the fact that I'm really not interested in being at the gym for like 3 hours a day.
It's too boring.
Exactly. I'm interested in working out to a certain level so that I can have chips and guacamole. You know, I kind of negotiate in my head with food. But I think it is totally achievable to get to a place that there is a healthy. And doesn't the American Association for Health stuff, isn't there like a range?
There is. It's called the BMI index, yes. And you can find it online. It's really easy to plug in.
And it's a fairly big range, and I kind of fluctuate. It's usually like 10 to 15 pounds, right?
Absolutely,
for your height,
yeah.
Your age, your weight, and all of that stuff.
And that's sort of the standard for healthiness. But again, it's really, you know, ask your doctor.
Well, a large part of it also is, I feel like, American culture. I mean, we are kind of obsessed with a certain image of a body. And one of the things that I love about traveling abroad is people are proud of their body and they're wearing thongs no matter what size they are. And there's more kind of a sense of connectedness to who you are. So, again, I agree with Stacey. It's about finding that space that you are comfortable with. Okay, we're going to go to a caller. We have Cassandra on the line.
Yeah, that visual is for more me in a thong more than anything else.
Maybe next week, right?
No. Maybe in a couple weeks.
Hey, Cassandra, this is Dougal and Stacey. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Dougal?
I'm terrific. What's going on in your life?
I'm in a bad relationship, mm-hmm. and I know this, fully aware of it, and I'm having a hard time explaining to him that it's, you know, it's the cliche, it's not you, it's me.
Okay. So basically,
I'm not happy.
And basically what you're saying is you want to leave him?
Yes.
Okay, and so it feels important for you that he understand the lesson?
Yes.
Okay, and tell me why that's so important.
It's really new for him relationship-wise. I kind of took him from mom, and I turned into the motherly role.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need him to mature and kind of be on his own. I mean, he's 28 years old, and I feel like I'm second mom.
Well, the interesting thing, and Stacey, I don't know if you get this, but when I listen to her talk about the story, in my opinion, there's something seductive of being in that role, because a large part of what she's talking about is where he is emotionally. I need him to understand. I want him to know what the issues are in the relationship. She seems pretty clear in the fact that it's not working for her. Like, her side of the fence is totally clear. This isn't working. I want to get out of it. And what I think is interesting is, in a very motherly role, the cord still isn't being cut. What's your fit?
I know. It's like you're still taking care of him. Like, I want him to understand why it is that it's important to go to school and bring a lunchbox.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so this can't be about him. So you can be kind and sensitive. And I think, you know, listen, I think it takes two to tango. Mm. If you're in a relationship with somebody and it's not working, it is both of you. So that it's not you, it's me thing, I don't ever buy.
Right.
It's really about that we're not a match.
Right. Together, 50-50,
yes.
These two pieces don't add up to what works for me. The other thing, Cassandra, is my hit from him, this is just my opinion, is I don't think he's ever going to get it in the way that you're hoping for. But I always say to people, when you're ending a relationship, and I don't know, Stacey, how you feel about this, I think it's good to go to a therapist for like three sessions. We have three sessions to really integrate this transition that we're making, get everything on the table so that you feel like you did your part. But I don't think you should be attached to how someone receives it. When you present an emotion, a feeling, a thought, you really have to be focused in your connection and making sure that you know your truth. If you're attached to their reaction, they have to get it, they have to get it, it just puts your life on hold. And what I get from you right now is, as much as your mind is telling you you want to get out of the relationship, your heart feels way too immersed in it. So if you can't afford therapy, then maybe like three conversations, but you need to pick a date, stick to a date that works for you. And if he doesn't get it, which is my prediction, you have to walk away, and he's probably not going to get it until you walk away.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely.
Okay, I know it may not be what you want to hear, but that's just kind of my feeling. Thanks so much for calling, Cassandra.
Thanks, Dougal.
Our next caller is Isabella. I love that name. Isabella, how are you doing?
Oh, well, good morning. How are you?
I'm terrific. How are you?
It's an honor to talk to you.
Oh, you're sweet.
I'm amazed I got through. Well, I had a question about my health.
Okay.
I had pneumonia over the holidays,
mm-hmm.
and so I wanted to see kind of where I'm at health-wise.
It's so funny. I've had so many people who have talked about pneumonia in the past year.
Me
it's
too.
It's really, really interesting.
I think it's going around, if that's possible.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's kind
it
of a climate. Well, here's the thing that I can tell you. The stress level that's around you is really, really high. When I focus on your energy, you have a lot of yellow, and a lot of people that have yellow are really good at taking any negative situation and turning it into a positive. But when you have that ability, it's like everybody throws their energy at you. And when they're throwing their energy at you and it's too much to consume, a lot of times your physical body will have a little bit of a minor breakdown in order to get you to rest. My intuitive feeling, Isabella, is that you are not very good at recognizing when you're up and on a high and when you need to pull back a little bit. So the body is trying to tell you, you need to focus more on your stamina and your ability to connect with people. Once you can figure that out, that will pull your health into balance. Now, I'm not a doctor, so technically you always want to go to your doctor to get like chest x-rays and make sure that everything is clear. But I really feel like a large part of why you kept having this come back, and perhaps the reason it lasted so long, is because the environment around you is super, super chaotic. Why does it feel so chaotic?
My mom passed away about 5 years ago, and I lost my place of residence, and I'm dealing with some people that are kind of like energy vampires, to be totally honest.
Yeah.
So.
And that makes perfect sense. So what you are going to do to remind yourself to take care of yourself is I want you to write down our piece of paper. I want you to write down that I'm in touch with my own stamina, and I want you to put it up all over your house, all over your apartment, to remind yourself over the kitchen sink when you're doing dishes, when you're brushing your teeth, out the door before you leave, on the rearview mirror of your car, so that you constantly remind your subconscious mind to be in connection with your own stamina. Stacey, do you have something to add?
What I want to say to you is this. There's a lot of things in your life and everyone's life that you can't control. So you get pneumonia, you can't control that. Your mother passes away, you lose your home, you can't control those things.
Good point.
But you can control the emotional vampires that are in your life. So I would suggest you create some distance with those people and you start focusing on what you can fix.
Right.
What can you change? Who can you get rid of? And who can you invest your energy in that's going to fill you up and make you feel whole?
Right. I think that's very, very well said.
That sounds wonderful, and I'm reading your book, but you already knew that, and you're just hysterical, and thank you for coming onto the scene. I think the human race really needs somebody that's lighthearted, and you just get down to the point, and thank you very much.
Isabella, I'm obsessed with you now. Thank you so much. You're so
I'll call back.
Okay, please do. Let us know how it goes. Okay, so David.
I will, darling.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Take care. Thank you. David says we have an instant message from Natalie. Who wants to read that? Benny, you want to read that?
Yes. Let's go and do that. Hang on. Let me pull it up. Sorry, I was a little discombobulated here. Natalie. Okay. I have a career concern. I've been at a constant battle. Not sure when I will be able to find another job, but it also affects my eating habit. But I will have to admit it's very hard to maintain.
Interesting. Okay, so what do you think about that stress and eating? Why is it? Why do we do it? But here's the thing. It's kind of, it doesn't make sense because I celebrate with food, I eat when I'm stressed. Like, I use it for both, but why do you think it gets kind of triggered in those moments of high stress?
You know, a lot of people don't realize this, but there's actually a physiological thing that happens. When you eat, your body feels better in that moment. It is there's a comforting, full feeling, and so that's part of what appears to take the stress and anxiety away.
Yeah.
Only the problem is, if you're someone, you know, ultra thin and have great metabolism, like David, you're all right. But if you're like me and you, Dougal, then you're not okay.
Right.
And so you can't be doing that all the time. And I think the other piece of it is you have to find other ways. It means that you are not seeking the right ways to make yourself feel better. So whether it's exercising or calling a friend or taking a bath or immersing yourself in something you love to do, like reading a book, those are the kind of things you need to be focusing on.
I also think for me, and I don't know if Natalie can relate to this, but sometimes for me, I think when I overeat, it's because my emotions are so big and maybe out of control in that moment that the food is something that I can focus on, like that stuffed feeling or something like that. It's like one surface thing that I can focus on without getting kind of overwhelmed. So you might kind of want to prioritize, like a way to kind of get rid of some of that work stress, or go out with a coworker and, you know, kind of complain about what's going on, or a friend that you can feel safe with. But try and take that need to kind of get rid of that stress from the work environment and focus it on somewhere else.
I think you're right. If you focus on the bag of Cheetos, then you're not thinking how bad your life is.
Exactly.
And that means you're not fixing your life.
And which is interesting is Stacey's doing something. You know, to me, I really believe in group energy. And Stacey, you're doing a teleseminar, or it's over the phone, where people from across the country can merge with you, small groups. Talk about their food issues, and then you will lead them through a course to kind of work through it, correct?
Absolutely. If anyone wants information about that, you can email me at lauren@stacykaiser.com, lauren@stacykaiser.com.
Guys, I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. We're here with Stacey Kaiser, the author of How to Be a Grown-Up. Go to Amazon and purchase that book. We are going to take a quick break. Stacey, the hour is going by so quickly. I want to be here like all morning with you.
I know.
We're having fun. Too. Guys, this is The Dougal Fraser Show. I'm Dougal Fraser. We'll be right back.
Purna Yoga Centers provides an integrated yoga experience that encourages health, relaxation, and the inner pursuit of purpose without pretense through the natural connection of the body, mind, and spirit. Whether you are looking to yoga for exercise, improve your health, use yoga and meditation as a means of self-discovery, or learn how to teach yoga, our inspired instruction and supportive community will help you accomplish your goals. For more information, visit yogacenters.com. That's yogacenters.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Mineral-rich teas. Make up a pot of mineral-rich herbs and sip through the day to boost hydration and your mineral intake. Some mineral-rich herbs include nettle leaf, raspberry, dandelion leaf, oat straw, alfalfa, and peppermint. Maximize the mineral content of your tea by steeping the herbs in hot water overnight. Minerals in this form can increase metabolism, alkalinity, and hydration. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenit Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206 206- 525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
I don't know what you did, boy, but you had it.
Hey, everybody, this is Psychic Google Fraser. Welcome back. My guest this morning is author and psychotherapist Stacey Kizer. And I just want to say quickly, hey, Seattle, I'm going to be there soon. I want to meet you. I'm doing an aura workshop where I teach you how to see the colors that you've heard me talk about on the show before. You can actually go to my website at www.dougalfraser.com or call 1-877-936-8425 to book your spot, and then we can hang out for the day. Stacey, I feel like I can't go through the show without talking about what happened in Japan because I'm completely overwhelmed by it. And I'm not normally a news junkie, but I find that every time I turn on the TV, I want to know what's going on. I well up with tears because it's just, I mean, I can't even select a word or an adjective to the emotions that I feel after the earthquake and the heartbreak and the anxiety level that's going on there. But it's really, really intense. And you had actually posted something on Facebook about monitoring how much your kids watch those images. And I was wondering what your feeling was behind that, because I thought that was a very interesting comment.
Well, I think it's overwhelming for all of us. And we're so helpless, yeah. You know, standing by. Yes, you can, you know, text your money and I'll do all that other stuff. But right. We really are helpless and just standing by and watching. And kids have that same experience, only they don't have the emotional maturity and logic to understand it. And so I do tell people, if your kids are going to watch it with you, make sure they're older and make sure they're watching it with you so you can talk about it. But the one thing that I want to say is, just like you and I started talking about it before we went on today, the best thing that you can do is talk about it. And that's why we're all drawn to the news. It's not just that we want the information. It's that we feel connected if we're informed. And connection is part of what helps people get through traumatic experiences.
Well, I know a huge specialty of yours, of course, is parenting stuff. And so what I'm curious about that is you said if you're going to watch it with your children. And I don't have children. I mean, I have a dog. And we treat him like a child. But I don't think the images are...
But he likes reality TV.
But so... I would imagine, again, not having a child, I think I would still want to share with my children what was going on. Like, I think you can get to the point where you deflect. I mean, I have some friends that don't let their children watch TV at all, and then there's, like, no sense of reality. So what I'm curious about is, how do you share with them what's going on without triggering anxiety?
Well, I woke up that morning, I have two kids, and I said to them, I just want to let you know there was a big earthquake in Japan, mm-hmm. and it created a tsunami. And they said, what's a tsunami? And I had to look it up online because I didn't know how to articulately explain it.
Right.
But it's about giving them the facts.
Okay.
And not the emotional parts behind it. You don't have to say all these people are dead and there's bodies floating in the water.
Right.
You can just talk about what the earthquake registered, what a tsunami is, that Japan is needing help, that it's hurting their finances, their agriculture. You know, it's about explaining it like a history book.
Do you think that's an appropriate time to empower them with information? For example, is that a good time to say, hey, what would we do in any kind of an emergency in our home? Or is that like, you know, because I remember being younger in school and you'd have those assemblies where you're supposed to go home after a fire and talk about where you'd meet in the neighborhood, what the code word is if someone tries to pick you up. And
yeah.
In California, I wasn't raised here, but I would imagine you would have to discuss with people, you know, an earthquake could happen. How would we handle that as a team and a family unit?
I think that's a brilliant idea. And I've actually been telling people with or without kids, this is the time to look at your own preparedness. You might not have earthquakes where you live. Maybe you have tornadoes or hurricanes. You know, where do you
right.
live? And are you prepared? Most of us are not.
Right.
And so it's really important to take a look at your supplies to make sure you have a plan of action and that you know what could be coming.
Yeah, my friend Beth, who might be listening right now in New York, but she was a second grade teacher. And I remember after September 11th, she would come back to school and the kids would would draw photos of the towers and of planes. Like, it was in their subconscious mind. They weren't necessarily exhibiting behavior that was saying that they were upset or distraught about it, but it was obviously playing out in the imagery that they were choosing to focus on. So it's interesting. Like, I think we forget, even if you have, you know, a toddler running around the house, when that energy is coming through your TV screen or even through your newspaper, like, it's affecting the home. So it's got to be something that needs to be discussed.
It really is. And you know what? People pick up on what's going on with you. Kids are really perceptive. And so are your mates, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, people can feel when you're stressed and anxious that you're glued to the TV. And so those kind of conversations are really important.
And I've noticed, too, like, it affects people differently. You know, like, it's a Hallmark commercial and I start crying. You know, it's The Biggest Loser. I cried every episode, you know, and then I watch something like this and it really like pulls and tugs at my heartstrings. And there's that moment of, and I've gotten so many emails from people saying, you know, is this because the planet's changing? Or there are religious groups out there that are saying that, you know, it's Armageddon and it's a sign of something like that. In my opinion, as a spiritual expert, I guess, I don't really think that this is a sign that something bad is going on the planet. I think the planet has been shifting and changing for years. I think it's more a moment for me, I'm just speaking for myself, where you have a moment where you feel empowered by your day, you pick your job, you pick the people that you spend time with, and then there's this moment where the Earth and Mother Nature kind of strikes and shifts and rolls over, so to speak, and you realize that all of the things that you've created are kind of just like a blip on the radar. Do you know what I mean?
That's how I felt. I literally felt like, okay, my little life is so insignificant. My little complaints about like my dog going to the bathroom on the floor,
yeah.
No big deal.
Exactly.
And I think it's a big reminder that there's a lot of stuff that's out of our control.
Yeah.
And that's where I go back to that whole thing of you need to do what you can control.
It's so funny that you're saying dog going to the bathroom, no big deal, because I hope this is okay, David. But so my sister-in-law, David's sister, was visiting us for the weekend, which is totally fun, and I adore her, and it was really great to have her there. But David is raised in a fairly observant Jewish household when you were mm-hmm, younger, right? Mm-hmm. So and we are not observant, but when she comes to visit, we do Friday night dinner, and we do Shabbat dinner. And of course, the people pleaser in me is like doing a triple sow cow, and I'm like covering the bread, and I'm getting...
Oh, please, I know you tried to make brisket.
I know. I did try to make brisket.
Dinner was good.
But I had this moment where I was complaining in my head, because I was like, you know, I guarantee if it was Easter and I was at their house, they wouldn't be learning how to make a pork tenderloin, you know, and I was getting all upset about it as I'm trying to be like the good shiksa, you know, set the table the way it's supposed to be set. And then I actually wrote about this in my blog. I put the TV on as I'm kind of, I don't know if I can say the B word, but complaining in my head about all this stuff that I have to do, that I have to set the table, and we have to do it at a certain time because I don't like being told what to do. It's an issue I have. And then I turned on the TV, and I was met with those images, and I had this moment of being like, oh, my God, you know, how lucky am I? Yes, I'm not, you know, a religious person in that way, but this is a tradition that's actually kind of nice. We sit down for dinner on Friday night. We turn everything off. We're supposed to, you know, connect with each other and disconnect from the world. And I have an option there. I can either complain about it and say that it feels like too much, or I can focus on the beauty in it. And for me, the lesson, because I believe everything that happens in the country, and it was a physical manifestation, you know, that the tsunami actually affected our coast on a minor level, you know, that makes the world so small. But what can I learn from what's going on right now? And just like you said, for me, it was stop complaining. You know, you're lucky to have the lights on and the brisket in the slow cooker, which was pretty good.
It was delicious.
and to have that moment of connecting with family. And it was just kind of an interesting perspective. I could kind of choose to go into the fear, or I could sit in the moment and feel blessed for this experience that I was about to have.
What I love about you, Dougal, that most people don't do, like if
Keep
I could
going.
Wave a magic wand and make everyone do this, it would be that you should pay attention and learn from what's happening.
Yeah.
You are constantly trying to adjust and make yourself better, even though I think you're pretty close to perfect. But you're always adjusting, you're always assessing, and you're always looking, and that you can take a tragedy. Mm-hmm. And it's, like I was thinking, oh, he's going to say, well, I'm lucky I have a table.
Right.
But that's not what you said. You were like looking for a way to grow. I think it's great.
Right. Well, that's interesting because you're always commenting on news stories all the time, and some of them are like really, really heavy. Actually, for those of you that don't know, Stacey is also a columnist for USA Today. She has a blog. How can people find that?
Oh, yeah. Go on the USA.com website and go to the Friends and Family. Click on that link. Friends and Family link. I've got a story up right now about, oh my gosh, the things that most parents don't know that teens are doing sexually.
Yeah, I was completely freaked out by that story because when I was younger, I like couldn't even hold someone's hand without freaking out. Guys, they're holding more than hands, I'm just saying.
And really young, too.
Okay, so this has been so much fun. Stacey, thank you so much for joining us. You were awesome. You definitely have to come back. This was great. It's very weird, though, talking to a friend because I feel like I can't interview. Every time I ask a question, I kind of know the answer because I'm that good of a psychic. But, guys, I want to remind you that I'm going to be in Seattle on March the 26th doing an aura workshop where you will learn to see all of the colors that I talk about. It's a really small group. We only have about 14 people because I want to make it intimate. So go to DougalFraser.com or call 1-877-936-8425 and you can book your space. If you want to get information on the classes that Stacey is doing over the telephone, you can go to StaceyKaiser.com or email your assistant, Lauren@StaceyKaiser.com, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And guys, go to Facebook. I feel like we should be friends.
Oh, me too. I want Facebook friends.
Okay. So go to Facebook. Stacey's a much better tweeter than I am. I'm not a great tweeter. And again, Stacey Kaiser's book is How to Be a Grown-Up, the 10 Steps. Give me the subtitle.
10 Secret Skills Everyone Needs to Know.
Thank you.
How to Be a Grown-Up is the part you got to know.
Thank you. You can find it on Amazon. Guys, I'm Dougal Fraser. This was the Dougal Fraser Show. You can see me next week and go to my website to see my appearances. It's been great. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.